It's not often that you're completely blown away by breaking news, as in didn't see that coming for 10 miles away, but we have that for you this morning. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reporting that John Beilein is leaving Michigan and has agreed to a 5-year contract to become the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, this is not April Fools. This is not May 13th Fools. And this is legitimately Adrian Wojnarowski. This is not some fake Twitter account. I can tell you that this just broke in the last 5 minutes, and every reaction that I can see going around the internet right now is just, what? Wow? Holy blank? I mean, the ramifications from this are now just, I mean, we're starting to kind of piece through them, like, who, why, when, who does Michigan hire so late in the process? What does this mean for the program? I mean, John Beilein, in a lot of ways, is Michigan basketball.
Yes.
He has created a program in his image of just amazing, you know, finding players, turning them into NBA players, great postseason success, 2 runs to the national championship game. And even though, like, Beilein is now at a level with kind of like Tom Izzo, where even though they lost so many players to the NBA draft this year with Jordan Poole, Charles Matthews, and Iggy Brazdeikis, I said, they'll be fine next year. They'll find a way. I mean, John Beilein will find a way. But he has now found his way down to Cleveland, agreeing to a 5-year contract to become the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. We are trying to react to this. We're curious to hear what your reaction is. 248-539-9797. Stoney, what's your reaction to it?
Dan Gilbert, Mr. Spartan, has killed the Wolverines basketball program for the time being. That was the first thing that came to my mind before the original shock. I mean, he was mentioned for the Piston job, as you know, last year.
Yes.
And he just decided, or the Pistons decided, that they didn't want him. There was never a formal offer. Obviously, there was interest. I think John Beilein sees that the way the NBA is going is more in tune with the way he coaches than it was ever before. So if he's ever going to do it, even at age 66, this is the time to do it.
John Beilein just always strikes me as a college coach.
I know.
And that's because he's been a college coach his entire life. That's where he's won. Everywhere he's been, he's won. And, you know, we talked to him a few times in the aftermath of the plane episode a couple of years ago, and what that meant to him personally, and what that kind of, I don't know, it seemed to almost unearth a whole new side of John Beilein. And it made me feel like he was just going to be this guy who just was going to play out his career at Michigan. They'd name buildings after him. They'd build a statue to him. And, you know, he just seems so much part of Michigan. I mean, he's a guy who was part of the search process for head football coaches, part of the academic or athletic board, whatever. And as respected a guy as there is in college basketball, not as winning a guy, but as respected a guy. When people talk about winning, doing it the right way, he was, in a lot of ways, the perfect coach for Michigan. And then he went ahead and won. You know what I mean? Like, he was a good coach. Oh, you know, Michigan basketball. And then starting in 2013, they've gone on this run where they've been this postseason threat each and every year, it seems, except for the 1 year. And they've turned out these players who've turned into really good NBA players. And I'm stunned. I hope he's happy. I hope he's paid a great deal of money. And I hope this gives him his family financial security for the rest of time. I think he's making a mistake personally, but, you know, who am I to tell him that?
I'm trying to figure out why, besides just the challenge of the NBA and maybe the money. I mean, I'm sure he's getting paid handsomely at the University of Michigan. Maybe the final straw was seeing, you know, Poole and Brazdeikis leave. He figures that these guys are all gone to the NBA anyway. I'm just trying to figure out if there's any other reason why he would go. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. The football team gets to go to all these exotic places. The basketball team doesn't. Maybe he feels... But he knew that going in.
Does he want to go to South Africa?
I mean, he's going to Cleveland. He knows it's more of a football school than him. I mean, yeah. I'm trying, you know.
They did go to Spain last year.
True, I know. Things are just racing through my head about why. And Greg, why Cleveland? At least if he's Cleveland, wait to see what happens tomorrow night in the lottery. If Cleveland gets Zion, okay.
Well, and the other thing I was thinking too is if he really wanted to coach in the NBA, wait till the thing really starts going. I mean, why not the Rockets? The Rockets could be looking for a head coach. The 76ers could be looking for a head coach. The Lakers were clearly looking for a head coach. Now, that job, you're hired to be fired. But really, most NBA jobs, you are hired to be fired. Greg, you cover Michigan basketball. You're as close to the program as anybody I know. What's your reaction? And you're a Michigan fan, too, I will admit.
My reaction is simply, this sucks. I mean, this is terrible. I mean, you kind of hinted at it, Jamie. Like, John Beilein seemed content, seemed happy. He seemed like he wanted to be at Michigan. He seemed like a lifer at Michigan.
Yeah.
And what this news feels like, Michigan basketball died today. What it feels like to me.
I agree with that. I do. We said in the break when we were learning about this, it just feels like this will kill the program unless they make a great hire or somebody that can keep this thing going. Nobody in Beilein's trail has ever kept going what he has built somewhere.
Who do you go after? That's my question.
My guess is that they hire Yaklich to be the full-time head coach.
That would be number one. Maybe you try to do something. I mean, it'd be a lot of money. I don't know if he would do it. I'd call Brad Stevens tomorrow, if not sooner.
He's not making that
job. Well, I know.
He's going to a bigger program than Michigan.
You have to call at least.
Well, speaking of Brad Stevens, I mean, the first name that came to my mind was LaValle Jordan, who left Michigan as Beilein's top guy to go down and coach at Butler.
I don't think Brad Stevens leaving the Celtics. He already did what John Beilein's doing now.
I know. I just said somebody to call. I mean, everybody's on to me. Everybody is of interest.
Not everybody.
Okay.
I mean, you're not calling Rick Pitino.
Well, you're going to find out. Yeah. You're going to find out where Michigan basketball's at right now based on names that they could potentially get. But it seems like it's just a bad timing.